Friday, December 13, 2010. It's the Palaver Audiocast with Lost in Bronx. Episode 7, A New Stereo. Hello, this is Lost in Bronx. If you follow my gopher vlog, which by name is Lost in Vlog, clever, no? You may know that I was on Verizon Wireless's 3G service until recently. This service was our sole pipe to the outside internet seas, and it was so utterly pitiful that we were effectively back in the 80s again, service and speed-wise. Resultingly, Mrs. Bronx's hair started getting bigger and bigger, and the melodic hymns of A Flock of Seagulls and the Bangles were hideously on the rise. Obviously, something had to be done, and thus, long story short, when DSL finally became an option here on the lazy L&B ranch, we jumped on it. We've been very happy with it too, as you might imagine, going from a figurative bread and water diet to 3 square meals a day. That was a couple months ago. By now, we've had a chance to sink our familial teeth into broadband multimedia content, and I gotta tell you, it ain't as awesome as I was expecting. I don't mean the connection, that's just fine. No, I mean the relative lack of quality content being offered by the various services, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, that sort of thing. When, after just a few short months, I'm back to trolling YouTube and archive.org for content, you know there's a problem, and for once, I refuse to think it's me. Now, don't misunderstand. There's a lot out there. The thing is, I had been under the naive impression that my internet connection being something less than dial-up in quality, I was abysmally restricted in what I had practical access to. Well, for a month or two, that seemed true, but I've been watching shows and getting downloaded movies, and you know what? The artificial restrictions placed on the aforementioned services are smacking me broadside in the face. Take Netflix's use of Silverlight to deliver their content. Silverlight don't run on Linux know-how, and we only have one Windows machine in the house, my wife's laptop, not exactly convenient for family time viewing. Sure, I could put XP or something in a virtual machine and stream it through to the television, but no, call me foolish, call me irresponsible, but I am not installing an entire Windows operating system on one of my Linux machines just to use one company's browser-based service, which, damn it, ought to be cross-platform. They are dicks for going that route. I hate Flash, but Hulu has proven that it can be made to work pretty well. So why Silverlight? I had a buddy back in the day, went by the name of Crash. Now, he was a character with a capital C, and I could tell you stories about him for hours, but let me just relate this one tale to iterate a point. At one time in his professional life, Crash was a maintenance manager for a nursing home. Now, Crash went through jobs like a wino goes through Ripple, but he had this one long enough that the commercial suppliers for the home got to know him. Well, one day a supplier came in and was trying to sell him fluorescent bulbs for the place. You know, that's a big sale. Places like that can have a lot of light fixtures. We're talking many thousands of dollars. But Crash says, nah, I don't need any bulbs. And the supplier says, well, what do you need? And Crash says, I could use a new stereo. Guess what? Crash bought some bulbs. Well, somebody at Netflix got a new friggin' stereo when the Microsoft vendor showed up to put on his little medicine show. Payola, greased palms, lined pockets. I don't know who, I don't know when, but it happened. Of course, now that Microsoft has dropped development for Silverlight, that same stereophile might be sweating his or her job, since said person convinced Netflix to commit to a technology that will no longer be supported. Then again, if the stereo was nice enough, that may not matter too much. Now, Hulu's got some massive restrictions of its own, what with licensing or residuals or whatever the hell. So it didn't take long after our internet pipeline unclogged here at home for me to focus my time on older programs there, because the new stuff was either not available or just plain crap. And if you go around to the various networks' websites, it turns out to be much the same. It's like digging for gold. Mostly, it's just a lot of time and effort for a few tiny grains of value. In other words, as long as we, as consumers, are still dipping our ladles into the same big soup bowl of the entertainment conglomerates, regardless of the delivery system these days, so long as big media is still giving us the majority of our content, even online, then it's all still just a vast wasteland. Independent media, Creative Commons, public domain, that's what we want here. Jamendo, Magnatune, CC Mixter, Archive.org, Voto.net, even Vimeo, and yes, YouTube, because much or even most of that stuff is original stuff. Much of what I'm talking about here is less professional or polished than mainstream media, no argument. But when mainstream media has polished the character and personality out of 85 or 90% of what they're offering, well, you ain't missing much by missing it entirely. Now, not all of Hollywood is garbage. I would never say that. But you gotta shuck a whole lot of oysters to find a couple pearls. I could name a few. We could all name a few. But I'll bet if we asked 1,000 people to name the best places of professional multimedia on the interwebs, we'd end up with more or less the same places. That is to say, even with a whole lot of eyes looking in big media's direction, we'd still just have a few good shows to choose from, and the rest would be the same old dreck. There's just not that much stuff coming out from the traditional sources, even if I can get it faster now than ever before. I mean, there's definitely something to be said about not having to wait a day and a half for a download to complete just to find out a particular show sucks, so I'm not complaining, not about that. But big media has been spoon-feeding us low-quality stuff in high-quality packaging for decades. And in the case of things like print media, movies, and music, they've been gouging us and screwing the artists royally, and we owe them exactly nothing. They don't want people pirating their content? Well, fine. They can friggin' keep it. It's vapid, trite, manufactured crap, and I, for one, don't need it. Most of it, I mean. Again, there's exceptions. And if something out of them costs me money, or, what's far more precious, costs me my time so that I may have access to it, well, it damn well better be exceptional. Big media has a poor track record, in my opinion. And when it comes to what I watch and how I watch it, my opinion is the only one that matters. I think they've forgotten that. We can only have what they give us access to? Bullshit. We can have better. That maybe doesn't include them at all. I've been going on about this for years now, so I was curious to see, once a broadband connection finally made it to the property line, if I would change my tune any, having sampled what rich online media has to offer these days. Well, I haven't. I've only changed my volume, and I'm singing louder than ever. Okay, well, here's a short thing I had left over from my Sedona adventure. I didn't think it fit too well there because it isn't about the trip itself, but I didn't want to round file it either because it's a subject I do have an opinion on. I call this one an Ubuntu half-dead CD.
Oh, and before I forget about it, let me mention, the other night, little Bronx is asleep, Mrs. Bronx and I are up, and we don't know what to do. You can't turn on the TV because that'll wake the kids, right? So she's got her laptop. At that particular point, I'm booted into Ubuntu off a live disk, 10.04. So she wants to, we're like, would you want to watch a movie? Well, I had a thumb drive, with me that I had a bunch of stuff on there, backups really of old installs. One of the things I had on there was The Bat, that's an old Vincent Price movie that I got off of archive.org, and that was an OGV, okay, OGG video, and, so it had to run on my machine because, of course, Windows doesn't play OGV. For whatever reason, Microsoft doesn't support the OGG format right out of the box. At least I've had you know, it hasn't been able to play any of that stuff in the past. I don't know. At any rate, okay, so we'll watch it, right? No problem. Except I had turned the sound off so that, you know, you don't get these, you know, the drums rattling or you know, system update sounds and all this other bleep, blaps, and blips. I hate that shit. I always have the sound off on my machines. And especially in a small room where you're going to wake up the kid, right? So I had that off, and the daemon disappeared from the, you know, I had muted it, and the daemon is gone from the desktop, right? Where the hell did that go? I didn't take that off. You know, I had gotten rid of some of the other daemons up there that were useless and screw me up sometimes, but that I left specifically. Fine. All right. I don't know what the hell happened to it. I had minimized it for a while. You know, I'd minimized the desktop. The thing had powered down and had gone into rest mode or whatever the hell they call that. Comatose mode. And when it came back, the daemon was gone. It had crashed or whatever. Now, that's happened to me before. That sort of shit. Those daemons, I hate them damn things because they're not stable. They're gone half the time. You know, they don't start when they're supposed to. They don't, you know, they don't run the right way half the time. They're really badly written, a lot of them. Or just, they're not, they were never meant to be integrated the way they are. I don't know what the problem is, but this thing was gone. So, okay, fine. So, I go into the sound properties file under preferences. And, you know, I turn that on. Because now that handles, as far as I understand it, that's a pulse audio side, right? And, you know, sure enough, it says it's muted. So, I uncheck all that stuff. No sound. You know, and I make sure I go into the advanced section and all that, and, you know, I uncheck everything. Still no sound. The daemon's not back, by the way. And I don't know what the hell the daemon's called, so I can't bring it back up in the command line. So I don't, you know, what do they call it? Like sound daemon, you know, they have these stupid names. I can't find these fucking things. So I figure, oh, well, maybe it's an ALSA issue. So I go, you know, I bring up ALSA mixer and everything is fine. You know, and I play with it, but nothing's muted. Everything's all full, you know, everything's on, you know, everything's all the way up. No sound. So I can't get any sound back because the fucking daemon crashed and was gone. So, you know, I have no sound on this thing then. So we can't watch the movie. I was beyond pissed, right? So then I was like, you know, actually we can watch this. We can watch it in Windows because I, you know, she's got VLC on there. Which she didn't want at first, but I'd finally gotten it on there. And, you know, then so we'd be able to watch it because VLC will play OGG video. But by that time, I'm really annoyed. I'm tired, too. And it's like, you know, I'm just going to bed. And that was it. We didn't get to watch our movie. You know, she could watch it on her own, but, it, you know, she wanted to be with me. And I'm being a grouch, so she can't, you know, watch the movie with me. And I just went to bed. And, you know, it's just a really, really annoying experience. And when you're having, you know, not the best time anyway, and whatever you're doing, you know, whatever's happening in your day, if you're not having a great time and you have this sort of rinky-dink crap going on, now granted it's a live CD, things are not super stable off of live CDs. I understand that, but it's also the very first impression that people are going to get when they turn, you know, when they try, here, try this, you know, try Ubuntu, you know. And if someone's shoving that in your hand, odds are it's the first Linux you've ever encountered, or that you know you've encountered. I mean, obviously you're running into it on the web all the time. But the fact is, it's the first Linux on the desktop that you're encountering. You put this thing in and stuff is crashy or it doesn't work right. You know, I mean, that's really bad. That's really, really bad. You know, it isn't just, you know, well, it's sort of good. It's actually really bad. You know, it actually takes away from the experience. Yeah, it's cool. You could call up an operating system off a disk, pull the thing out, and everything works fine. That's awesome, you know. But if you put in an operating system, whether or not you can run it off a disk and eject it, and then everything is just, you know, back the way it was, if the damn thing doesn't work right, no one's going to want it. I mean, what's the point? You know, the point is to try to get people to install it. And if nobody wants to install it because the daemons crash and you don't have any sound, you know, I'd have to restart it. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is You know, to have to restart a live disk. You know, I got nothing saved. You know, by this time I had Windows open. I had, you know, IRSSI installed because that's what I prefer. And, you know, I have all this stuff running and I got to restart the fucking thing in order just to get sound. That's bullshit. You know, I hate that crap. And, you know, so that was a bad experience and it was annoying. And I'm not going to be running off, you know, if live CDs were not meant to take the place of a regular desktop. You know, no offense to the Nopix people, no offense to any, you know, Puppy Linux people, whatever. It's just not what they're for. You know, you can maybe make one that's super stable, but it better be super stable because otherwise, you know, it does more damage than it does good. And that's just my two cents.
Music for this episode is called Sax, Flute, and Glass. That's N Glass, like N Bronx. And it's by someone known as Shag Rug. Shaggrugge, all one word. And it can be found on ccmixter.org. Contact me at lostinbronx@gmail.com. That's LOSTNBRONX at Gmail. You can visit my Gopher space if you're hankering for the olden, golden, moldering days. That's gopher://gopher.info-underground.net/1/lostinbronx/. My Gopher flog is there. You can sign up for that if you have an interest. You can sometimes find me on Identica as Lost in Bronx, and you can sometimes find me in the Hash Oddcast Planet channel on the Freenode IRC network. Feel free to say hello. I'm only a bastard on the inside, where it counts the most. Take care. Palaver is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 unported license. You may use this content for any purpose, even commercial. Just tell them old L&B sent you, and then pass it on in the same way.